The gospel reading today is really hard for us to swallow. Why? Because there is a problem in our present age. Here is the problem, in my honest opinion. We have a short attention span. We are quick to judge. We lack the effort to follow up, to investigate, or understand the whole situation or the person. Let me give you an example. On social media websites like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even news outlets and other communication means, many journalists now formulate articles and points to captivate viewers, to insinuate many things, and to lead people to a desired conclusion. They learn how to formulate headings, titles, to clickbait, so that you would click or come to a conclusion without understanding the whole situation. They formulate things with appealing and captivating information first, so they would put them first, right? And then oftentimes, feeding in subtle way of how they would like people to think and come to a conclusion without giving all the facts. They would put these quote-unquote experts on to commentate. The more important, but then less interesting information are sprinkled throughout or at the bottom of the article itself. So then, that make us immediately, because now people said that an attention span of an American is about 7 seconds. A goldfish attention span is higher than an average American right now. We have a short attention span, and we have become a culture of popular opinions, and we want our information to be spoon-fed. We're either happy with what's being told or reactionary to what we don't like. We have become so lazy to seek the truth and to seek further understanding of reality. Therefore, because we don't want to seek the truth or seek a higher understanding of reality, God and the things that are real is no longer important. Because it's easier to come to a quick conclusion, quick to judge, we just want to be fed. Therefore, we are being controlled by popular opinions. When the Lord Jesus asked us not to judge, he did not ask us to withhold all judgments and be incapable of thinking or become robotic. He asked us to take time to pray, to reflect, to discern, and to come to a judgment according to the truth and in charity. It is so easy to come to either too extreme, retributive, or subjective conclusion as we like. We are quick to judge by the book. We are quick to judge the book by its cover without taking the time to truly understand the person or what's really going on. The word understanding, then, is important for us to remember. It's composed of two words, understand. It means to stand underneath what is reactionary, underneath the outer layers, underneath the catchy or short snippet of information, underneath everything else, in order to see things as they are. To understand require that we step back and stand underneath everything else to see reality as it is. It's important. We are taught by the Lord Jesus Christ to make judgments in charity, so that no one is outside of God's mercy and forgiveness. The Lord is quick to mercy and slow to condemn. On the other hand, we are very quick to condemn and slow or rare to give mercy. He has been so patient with us, so forgiving with us, yet we cannot be patient and forgiving toward others. David, in the first reading today, had the chance to kill his king, Saul. But he did not. He did what was right and what was just. In the gospel reading too, we have heard the Lord ask us to give and forgive genuinely. For the measure with which you measure will be in return measured out to you. My brothers and sisters, don't try to do things to gain other people's attentions. God knows our heart. Really. Don't be pretentious to God. Be honest with Him. Be genuine. Be humble. Be loving. God knows you. God knows me. We can only stand as we are in front of Him. Don't play game with Him. Don't try to pervade another image that we are not. Stand before God. Do all things. And when we have to make a judgment, we make judgment in charity. I have told you many times before, and I truly believe this. I have to learn this reality in the very hard way. That we should never hate anyone or allow our hatred of anyone to keep us from praying for that person, especially praying for that person's conversion and salvation in the eyes of God. My brothers and sisters, hatred kills us. It does. It kills us deep from within, and it makes us isolate people around us. And then all of a sudden we come to God in prayer. Oh God, how come nobody care for me? How come everybody leave me? I'm so pitiful. Because we have pushed people away by our hatred. By our negativity. By the things that we want instead the things of God. We are asked, just like the Lord said, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. We are asked to do what is humanly impossible, to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, and pray for those who mistreat us. Jesus did all of that, and we're called to do the same as His disciples. It's not easy. It's not. It's humanly impossible and could only be done with the help of God's grace. We are asked to give even though it's hard at times to give. We're called to have the hearts of Jesus Christ toward those who have hurt us, those who aren't appealing, and those whom we cannot benefit from them. Jesus said clearly today that sinners love those who love them and do good to those who do good to them. That's natural reaction. It's easy for us to lend to others and get back the same amount. But the Lord Jesus said today clearly, do to others as you would have them do to you. The reward that God asks isn't of this world. It's our justification and righteousness in the light of our relationship with Him who knows us, who loves us, who have been patient and forgiving toward us. This understanding of God's forgiveness and His mercy had to be found through the sacraments in the church, especially the sacraments of reconciliation, confessions. I remember when I was young, I was an altar server for many years, and I was the head altar server. And every time I go to confession, even though it was behind the screen, I come to my pastor in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Forgive me, Father, for I have sins. It's been however long since my last confession. And he said, "Is that you, Coy?" And I said, "Oh, shoot, I don't want him to know what I did." I was scared. And I'll be honest with you, I have confessed this before. I have hidden some of the sins I was too ashamed to confess. But then I came to know in my own spiritual life that when I recognized my sins and able to own up to them and find in them the mercy of God, I don't have to be pretentious. The priest isn't there. I'm not there to impress the priest. I'm not there to create another version of myself whom I am not. I am there to receive God's forgiveness. And I don't know about you, I have heard horrible stories, and I'm sorry if it ever happened to you. But every time I go to confession, especially when I go to confession with the priest that I know in this diocese, they have always been gracious, generous to me in forgiving me of my sins, what I have failed to do as I come to seek God's mercy. How can we be merciful like our Heavenly Father if we have not tasted and embraced mercy in our own very life? By not being pretentious, by coming to His mercy and confess our sins and ask Him for His forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, we are called to measure our words and actions not according to the standards of this world, but to the standards of Jesus Christ, the standard of one who gave up his life for us, the one who embraced the cross for us, the one that willing to bear our evil when he was living on this world for us. The one who loved us even though we have given him many reasons not to. Pope Francis said clearly one time, and it stuck to me since, God is never tired of forgiving us. Oftentimes, we are tired of asking him for his forgiveness. Therefore, for us to be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful, we need to accept that mercy from Him. Return to the sacraments, confess our sins, and learn to judge all things according to the truth, but most important of all, according to charity and according to the infinite patience and wisdom of God, who has shown us from his own heart how to be merciful.